La la la. The Only Daughter Refuses to Be Categorized, the podcast. Hello, my friends. What a treat to talk to you all. Oh, my friends, we're in the thick of holiday season. It is the deep, dark depths of summer over here. where it's just blazingly hot and a bit uncomfortable to be outside. We're in the final throes before we lead up to Christmas. I'm feeling very, very grateful just to have what I have and to get to have my little family and to get to do things our way. We just popped away for a few days. A friend's got a holiday house that we borrowed for a few days, and I know I'm like 3 million years late to this discovery, but we tried out Gold Class Cinema this time, and wow, what a revelation. It's just so nice. It just is. We usually don't go to the cinemas that much, and I don't really like the cinemas because I find most movies enormously boring. But, you know, they're uncomfortable and they're noisy and they're full of people. And being in Gold Class makes it that much more delicious to be there because it's so much quieter and more like a nicer sensory experience. And the fact that you can just like lay in just nice soft couches and have food delivered to where you're sitting. What a revelation. It really is like the business class of like flying of the movie world. So I would totally go back. And my husband is similar. Like the last time he went to the movies is probably longer than me because I sometimes take the kids. I don't think he's been since Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I think that's the last movie we watched together. And how old is that movie? It's like, what, 15, 20 years old? Oh my God, that's so funny. So anyway, he was totally thrilled with it too. We went to see Wonka, which I think it was a really nice movie to watch in that way as well. You know, it's always hard to find something that's going to entertain parents and kids alike. And I quite enjoyed Wonka. I just enjoyed the whole experience, really. So I feel so grateful for that. I'm kind of tempering, like I have this urge to like do and, you know, have these ideas. And I'm like, oh, I should study this. I should do this. I should try out these things. And I'm like, why not? I'll just keep on working my way through the holidays. But then I'm like, no, Leonie, just fucking stop. Just take this time where, you know, guilt-free, you watch movies and play video games with your kids in the afternoon. And it's not like guilt's a huge part of my life, but I do like the fact that these weeks around Christmas, they kind of just feel like weekend days in a lot of ways. Well, we try to make them feel that way. And yeah, just be here now, as always, is a good lesson. So the ideas and projects, I'll just have to wait till when finally a weekday comes instead of just an endless stream of weekend days. I am just heading back home after going to see my osteopath. So, so grateful for the miraculous work of osteopathy. I dislocated my jaw a couple of weeks ago. And it just has not been right since. And I haven't really been able to eat without a significant amount of pain since then. And for those of you going like, oh my God, how'd you dislocate your jaw? Just yawning, just like I've got hypermobility. And so very small things can dislocate bones for me. And being able to keep my jaw from not dislocating is while I yawn is not a skill I've apparently mastered yet. So that's where we're at with that. So I've been very grateful to finally get in to see Sophia, my osteopath, today and get some pain relief. And hopefully that should, I should be, she said maybe 80% back, which will be groovy, totally groovy. And then I'll see her in a few weeks and maybe we'll get 100% back. Yeah, for me, we don't have huge plans these holidays. We will have Christmas at home. We'll have Chris's parents come around for it. I have for like a large number of years now gotten the HelloFresh Christmas box. And that is just like the simplest, most easy way ever to organize a Christmas meal. It really is. I mean, it takes work on the day to cook it all and stuff, but I love that I don't have to plan or choose or get ingredients or anything like that. It's all just taken care of. Fucking love that. Another genius thing that I started doing this year, which is very ADHD friendly, is I started using a laundry service. And I use thelaundrylady.com.au. They're in lots and lots of places around Australia and New Zealand. So if you'd like, if you, you can try it out and you can just book in a pickup whenever you like online, and they'll just tell you how many laundry ladies are in your area and who can pick it up. And usually it's like a 24-hour or 48-hour turnaround. And I've fucking loved it. I am a little bit sensitive to smells. My whole family is. So we go with the eco laundry liquid option, and that works a fucking treat for us. But it has been absolutely life-changing this year to use a laundry service instead of doing all the washing. I just hate it. So I get them to do all of my laundry, a lot of the kids' laundry. My husband still likes to do his own laundry. Cool, get it, babes, get it. But like all of the towels and sheets and stuff like that, it's just a fucking gem to get somebody else to do it. It and like on an ADHD front, like what a treat, what a treat. So that's been such a blessing this year. I think we're also in just like this phase of wondering like, oh, okay, what now? So we lost our beloved doggy Angel last month, and she was 19 years old, and we are just so lucky to have been able to have her for that long. We adopted her as a foster, not as a foster, we adopted her as a rescue about 15 years ago. And it's just a fucking long time to have a dog, you know, like this is long before I got pregnant, like even like I had my first kid. And she has been with us through so many moves and so many phases of our life. And she was my husband's little shadow. We call her White Shadow because she was just always at his feet, just completely obsessed with him, which I completely understand. Yeah, and I feel like especially in the last year of her life, I learned so many just huge soul lessons because it became more difficult to look after her. And and I had to really dive in deeper to find more compassion and more acceptance of what is. Instead of feeling cranky or exhausted or depleted. And I think, you know, a lot of caregivers go through those situations where you do have burnout. And a lot of that also fell on my husband's lap because she didn't want to be around anyone but him, understandably. but just the amount that I had to develop in order to hold space for my family through that transition of caring for her at a very elderly stage of life, and also holding my family, like holding my husband as he was physically caretaking for her, and my kids as they were learning to let go of this beautiful little creature who'd been a part of our life for so long. So I think this has really been the year of angel for us, and now angels become an angel. I'm like, oh, okay, what next? Because we've centered our life around caring for a very elderly dog for a few years now, and not being able to travel very far. We've, like, in the last year, we've taken 5 holidays, and all of them have been within 30 minutes of our house, which is just so funny. But we live in a beautiful place of the world. Like, we're just staycation angels at this point in time. We're just brilliant at it. We're masters of it. But now it's like, oh, okay, what next? Maybe we want to travel further afield. So we just got our passports, and it's been, I don't know, 17 years, 15 years? Fuck, it's a long time anyway, since we have been overseas. Chris and I went to India and Singapore for 6 weeks back then, and we haven't left the country since because we had babies, and then we had another baby, and I never wanted to travel with small children. I would rather stab myself in the face with a cucumber than travel with small children. And then right as they were old enough I felt comfortable with traveling, the pandemic hit, and then after that, Angel became too elderly to have anyone else look after her. So we've kind of been in this holding pattern, and now it's like, oh, okay, what now? What's next for the awesome Dawesome Foursome? So I'm excited to see what's next. I'm excited to do all of that. And I just signed up a Duolingo account because that would be so fun. I used to learn Japanese in school for like 5 years, and my kids now learn it at school as well. And so we've got like a family account, and we've just started playing with it all together. And it's just nice just to reawaken those kinds of brain muscles and learn new things like that. So that's where I'm up to. Right, I am nearly home. I have some new moss poles for my Monstera indoor plants. That is exactly the phase of life I'm at. My only concern about going overseas, honestly, is like, oh, I'm going to have to find someone to look after my plants properly. Is it just me, or did, like, we all get just, like, super good at indoor plants during the pandemic? And now we're like, oh, this is like the aging pet we can't leave behind. No, I cannot let some plants stop me from going overseas. I must see the world. I must. All right, I love you all. I hope that you're... holiday season is a blessing and is gentle, and I hope it's not shitty, because we all have shitty times, and if it is shitty, I just want you to know I'm sorry. This will pass. It always does. All right, you've got this. I love you. Bye.